Expressions from St. Paul is 100% listener supported. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions. It's because of you that we get the opportunity to share the good news gospel of Jesus Christ with the world.
Christian friends, you cannot let doubt dictate to you. You can't do that.
Okay, I have a question. Where are you at with your faith? Do you feel that you're getting everything that God has for you? In this week's lesson, Dr. Williams talks about success through faith in God.
And when you get your faith in operation, it's amazing how much God will show you your blessing.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 47 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. Join us at 9 a.m. for Sunday school for all ages. And then at 10 a.m., it's morning worship service. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the main sanctuary, and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
When I look and watch the news this week and see all of those people was murdered, cars running out of control, airplanes ducking, Washington is rocking. I can't help but to say, Lord, thank you. Because it could have been us. The young boy, teenager, asked me a question, and he says, Pastor, I need to ask you something. And he said, if I ask you, I'm not disrespecting you. I just want to ask you a question. I said, you can ask any question you want to. He said, I want to know from you why you stay calm all the time. I said, that's what you want to know, huh? I said, well, one of the reasons I stay calm because down through the years I've been around a lot of crazy people. And I learned from them not to be like them. So when you're in school, learn from your classmates, those who are not there for education, just a clown. Nothing wrong with them, they just haven't fully developed.
Right.
He said, well, if in 11th and 12th grade, I said, they can be in the university and finish and still not fully developed. That has nothing to do with development. And so today I'm going to talk about what was given to me, and I can't go wrong if he gave it to me.
Amen.
Turn with me, my friends, to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews and the 11th chapter and verse number 1. Book of Hebrews, let us move as fast as we can. Hebrews is in the New Testament. We have it, let's read verse number 1 together. What does it say?
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
It says, the first word it says, now what?
Faith.
So get your attention. All the other conversation, but now, faith is the who?
The substance of things hoped for.
And the evidence of what?
Things not seen.
So today I want to talk about today the divine order from the Spirit of God and listen to him. I want to talk about church today, and this is, in your word, success through faith in God. Success through faith in God. Now, when I did not have money that I needed, some way and somehow, he made a way. When I wanted to visit some place for vacation and couldn't go because I wasn't financially able, but he made a way. When I was sick for 2 weeks and couldn't work before I came to California, money was running low. He made a way.
Right.
When I was lied on, didn't know how to correct it, some way, he made a way. When I was accused of stealing some money and he settled the issue, he made a way.
Come on, Pastor.
When some of you said it couldn't be done, he made a way.
Yeah.
Money, bank accounts, dressing nice, driving wheels, living upstairs and running downstairs does not mean he made a way.
Right.
Pocket full of money and a pistol in your pocket doesn't mean he made a way. The lady, 85 years old, was coming from church after midnight. They had been praying and tearing and dancing, spiritually dance, went in her house, and there was a man in there had put some stuff near the door that he was going to take. She got inside of the door. She said, "Lord, here I am, and somebody is in my house. I just need you to protect me and get him out of here." She kept on praying, and he came out of the back room with some more stuff and dropped it in the hallway and ran out, and he said, "You crazy." But he made a way.
Right.
And so when you look at success through faith in God, I've often wondered to these late years, why is it that a person can be in church 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, and still doesn't grow?
All right, preach, Pastor.
I wondered that, and I started asking myself some questions, and then I thought about where I came from. Growth has nothing to do with God. Your growth, I know that'll shock you. It has to do with you. God is already there waiting on you. When are you going to surrender to him? Amen. 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 Now, growth comes by learning. You can watch Oprah all you want to, but if you don't take the time to read the word, Oprah's not going to grow you. You can sit around home and analyze other people and put them down and talk about them. It will block your growth. Now, you might not believe this, but the more you put down people, the more it has an effect on you, not them. You see, Proverbs says your lips or your mouth can block your progress. Amen. I know a man, he had met a nice lady, very nice, intelligent, well-groomed, and he started to tell her stuff and what he was going to do and what she couldn't do. He lost a good wife because he wanted to run her life and wasn't married to her. She said to him, "Don't you ever come to my house again. I don't need you. I receive $6,000 a month for retirement. I don't need you." He tried to be nice Baptist, change and be nice and grin. "Well, I didn't mean any harm." She said, "That's right. I don't mean any harm either. I just don't need you." Very kind. So watch what you say, unless you don't know the Bible. What you say might be condemning you. I know you say, "I don't believe that." It makes no difference. What you believe is what the Bible says.
Right.
Paul, James said we need to think before we speak. Why should you think so? Because you might not need to speak. If you really think. In front of this church, when we was building this church, a man cussed me. He got all worked up, and he cursed me, and I stood there, didn't say a word. 30 years ago, I'd have went to jail. I'm trying to tell you about growing. I had grown. I wasn't going to get myself in trouble with somebody who didn't have any understanding. Amen. You said, but Brother Pastor, I can't do that. You're right. You can't. But let me say this to some of you Baptist people. Some of you people who are Baptists. You're Baptist. I'm born a Baptist. I'm going to die a Baptist. That doesn't mean you know Jesus Christ. You see, let me put it another way. Didn't you used to play basketball? You play football. Stand over here. I knew you was big. I didn't know how you got like that big. Stand over here. He played. Look at me. He played football. And so the quarterback had the ball, didn't he? And I don't care what you wanted, did you get it? He didn't get the ball, but the quarterback was in charge. And so then when the quarterback looked at him and gave a signal and throwed you the ball, what did you do? Show me, raise your hand. Let me. He caught the ball because it had been given to him. Thank you very much. Now, you Baptist people, when you got saved, the Holy Spirit become alive in you. And as he brought you alive, then you have some help when you need it. The only reason you won't change is because you don't want to change.
Amen.
If you really want to change, you have some help. Amen. I went someplace this weekend, and I'm standing at the door, and the person said, "Why aren't you sitting?" I said, "Because no one has told me what to say." And I said, "Places, it's for reservations." They said, "Well, follow me." And I'm going to come all, they brought me all the way to the front. And I went to sit down, and the person like this. And in their eyes, and look at what you doing sitting here. I said, the lady told him, "Move over, please." And gave me a seat. Now the Holy Spirit says to the enemy, "Move over. I'm taking charge now." You may have never experienced him or met him. The Holy Spirit does not, he's not locked up in some denomination. He's free. And he moved in you. I said some years ago in the other church, I said, I've spoken in tongues more than once, and I got letters from everywhere. Well, I thought you was Baptist. That's right, you thought. But you wasn't the one that saved this Baptist. Every now and then, I don't care what anybody tell Ephraim, every now and then I feel the moving of the Holy Spirit. And he doesn't come by Baptist. He comes by the freedom of Almighty God. And this spirit I'm talking about is in you. Amen. So you said, I just told you in introduction, I don't know how he did it, but he made a way. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to make a way. You said, but you believe all this. But I don't believe it. Then go right on and act like the way you're acting. The day will come when you need this Holy Spirit in you to speak to you and touch your body and regulate your mind. The Holy Spirit does not get any information from people. He is God. And he already knows what's going on. He know where you went last night and you shouldn't have been there. He know where you're going next week. He knows. And our problem here, we won't submit to him, so we miss many blessings. You say, but I don't want to hear that. Don't listen. Miss your blessing. Amen. So let's move. It believes the unbelievable. I gave you the subject. It can see the invisible. It can move any mountains out of your life. It can hold on to something when nothing exists. Listen carefully. It can say thank you before the need is met. It can shout about victory while looking at defeat. It can thank God for a resurrection while sitting, my friend, at the funeral of a loved one. Listen careful. It can celebrate the promise of God before the promise come to pass. I'm talking about it can, it will. It can make ways for you when it seems to be no way. It can open doors when you know the door has been shut. It can help you endure hell on earth while you press your way toward heaven that will come later. Church, it can make you soar tithe of 10%. Which is a dime, knowing that you will reap a harvest which will manifest itself as dollars. I pray tithes since being an adult and understood it. And people used to talk about me bad. You give all that money to the church? No. No, I didn't. I gave that money to God. And the church responsible for handling it. But he said, what if they steal it? That's not my problem. Amen. Once I give my tithes this morning, if they steal it all, I'm still going to be blessed.
Right. Amen.
But they won't. She said, but I don't believe in tithing. You don't know the scripture. You said, but 10% belong to God. No, that's not true. It all belongs to God. Whether you believe it or not, God owns it all. Did you not know if it had not been for God, you wouldn't have got up this morning? The devil didn't get you up. The strength got you up through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's keep on. Pray with me. I'll get there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It can make you, my friends, it can make you have hope when there seems to be no hope. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When all hope is gone, it is the root of every miracle. It is the fruit of every soul that is saved and baptized. It is what has brought us this far, and it is will carry us on. I hear you saying, but you keep saying it is it. What is it? Don't you want to know? Well, here it is. And do not forget it. It is faith. Faith. That's what it is. Faith and defeat cannot coexist. For you as members of this church, Johnny and Richard here, I see Richard over there. I've been blessed by God to know business. I've saved this church. Listen careful. Richard, I want you to stand up and say amen. Not hundreds of dollars, but thousands of dollars. Because I knew how to negotiate. And Richard said, I did negotiating, and Richard said, I make him nervous. They didn't teach me business for nothing. Amen. Amen. We just had some work done in the front of the church, and it was in the thousands of dollars. Thousands. So I said, bring the owners in. Some of you said, I'm going to his office. I'm not going anywhere. He's working for me. They brought him in to the conference room. And I sat down with him. When he gave us all of the bills and all his gun costs, I said, that's the best you can do? He said, well, yes. I said, well, then we can't use you. I'm only following the Holy Spirit. When we got through in there, he said, well, we'll do what you say. We'll cut it. If God cut me from hell, he can cut me from hell on earth.
Right. Oh, amen. 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 Amen.
But you can't talk it. You have to know it. Amen. Let's move on here. It can. Friends, what is it? I said it's faith. If you are defeated, it's because the light of your faith has been blown out by the turbulent winds of doubt in your life. Christian friends, you cannot let doubt dictate to you. You can't do that. When we went to the bank to borrow some money, they said, we can't get it. I said, fine. I went back to the master. And he not only led me, he gave me the name of a bank in my sleep. I wrote it down and called for help. He gave me a name. He said, this is where you go to get the money and talk to John Williams and he'll take you. I called. I didn't ask him could he go and how busy he was. I didn't care. I called John the next day. I said, John, I just received a vision how we can get the money. He said, how? I said, you're going to take me to your bank. It's going to be eight of us. When we got there, the man looked at us and said, no way. We don't learn no trust that kind of money. I said, that's fine. No problem. I said, but we have money in your bank. And I said, you listen to me very carefully. He was the manager. I said, some of the audience here, you was with us. I said, you see this newspaper? He said, yes. I said, if you don't let us have the money, we're going to buy ads on both sides when they open it up. And we're going to tell the city of Sacramento, you would not let us have money, and we have money in the bank, and the reason you wouldn't let us have it is because we are black. And friends, we not only did we get the money, they came to the office over there and we made the deal in the office. I'm not talking about what I did. I'm talking about the vision I had, and I followed it and got a record of $4 million. You got to quit talking about church.
That's right.
See, the mistake that has been made in America about, in the Western world about churches, per se, here's the mistake. They say that we go to church, we have faith. That's not true.
That's right.
Half of the churches in America don't have no faith.
That's right.
They have fellowship.
That's right.
Come on, Pastor,
that's
tell
right.
the truth.
If you think I'm just talking, you have something going on and don't have no food. They don't have no faith. They have fellowship. Fellowship is fine, but you got, if you got to have faith. Let me clarify that, because I hear you now before you get carried away. I didn't say, you said. It said now what?
Faith.
Is what?
The substance.
It's the substance. Now, what is substance?
Tangible.
Is what?
Tangible.
Is help. It's the substance of things, what you're going to do. Amen?
Amen.
We had all kinds of problems coming here. Then the contractor said we will march in 3 weeks. I said, no, we'll take 4. Then on Monday, so we can't march in. I said, you do whatever you want to do. We have put the word out. And the word is, we are marching in. If we can't get in, we're going to have it on the outside. But we are marching. I called the mayor. The mayor said, what state you have? And I told him. And friends, he came out. And he okayed for us to come in. We marched in. I said, we marched in. Coming down the street, there were 7,800 people in the march. I'm only trying to give you what faith will do. You can be successful in faith with God.
Right, right, right.
Amen. Amen. And some of you all are getting older. You should give up that meanness in you.
Amen.
Just because you're 70, you don't have to be mean. And just because you're 80, you don't have to know everybody's business. You have to listen to the direction of the Holy Spirit. And he will guide you where nobody else will ever go.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So, the guy went to Lodi, took our bid. He said, you're not going to get it. Not, they said, a lawyer and the man that gives the money. They said, it's $4 million that's going to handle it. I said, right now, yeah. That's why we are in here, not because of them, but because of him.
Yes, amen.
Learn, friend. Listen carefully. I repeat, many of us are drowning out with doubt. There's no faith in our belief of following Almighty God. But if you have faith and confidence in the person of Jesus Christ,
right,
you have victory and cannot see defeat. No way. Let's go deeper. Faith is the modus operation of the believer. It is our mode of operation. Everything under the sun has a mode of operation. For a car, that's what you told me. For a car, it is the engine. For a television, It is a video screen. For a computer, it is the drive that women don't ever forget. For a shovel, it is the blade. With this in mind, faith is how a believer functions. It is what God expects of us. Someone said, someone in this church was with me, said, Pastor Wendell, when are you going to get old? I said, when you get out of my business. My auntie was 109 and took care of herself. I said, Aunt Fanny, how you do all of this? She said, I mind my own business. And she said, he give me strength. She was a seamster. That's how she made a living until she was 100. Worked, made clothes for people till she was 100 years old. I'm not trying to get to be 100. I'm going to be 100. Not trying to get. I'm going to be 100 through. It's a five-letter word. What is it?
Faith.
Faith. Faith. You say, but you won't be able to take care of yourself. I don't have to worry about that. See, I don't worry about what I am not responsible for.
All right.
He says, I didn't say this. God said to me, I will never leave you.
Yeah.
Nor forsake you. He can't change. He says, if I'm for you, I'm what?
More than the world against you.
Now, that's going somewhere. More than the world who is against you. But you can't talk that. You got to believe that.
Right.
Amen. 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 They said to us, we could not build this church. We don't have enough parking space. Half of the parking lot belong to another department. They said, we can't sell it to you because we don't want to sell. Well, you parking on it.
Amen.
We got it, and you parking on it.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you about faith. They told us we cannot build a bridge from this church to the Family Life Center. When you go out and go this way and drive under the bridge.
Right.
Faith is, in some cases, you take a chance on faith. Amen. You said, I came to this state and I had a vision. What's going to happen to me? Now, who am I to listen to? The vision or the people who told me don't come? And they meant well, I'm telling you. They loved me and they meant well. But meaning well and being taken care of is two different things. Amen. So I'm trying to get you to move your faith from your kitchen.
Amen.
To an in you so you can be benefited from God.
Amen.
Faith is unbelievably strong. Amen. Church, listen carefully. Listen carefully. For a computer, for a television, it is a video screen. For a computer, it is the drive. And for a shovel, it is the blade.
Yes.
And when you get your faith in operation, it's amazing how much God will show you your blessing. We operate not by what we see, not by what we think, not logic, reason, or statistics, or data. We are victorious people because of our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. We are victorious, I said, in Jesus Christ. Now, I hear some people say, well, I can't believe that because I can't see faith. And that's good. That's a good one to raise. We can't see faith. That's right. We can't smell faith. We can't hear faith. But it exists. What you mean it exists? Although one may not see faith, not hear faith, not feel faith, my friend, nor taste faith, nor smell faith, yet faith can move mountains out of your life.
Right.
A faith, I said recently, I said to some young adults, they're in their late 20s, they didn't finish college. I said, why don't you go back? Well, I don't like school. You don't do everything you like.
Amen.
You go back to school because education is money. And if you ever needed money, you need it now.
Yeah.
And the church didn't say nothing. Amen. You all don't need no money, right?
Yes.
You're fooling yourself.
Amen.
Wait till next year when Trump retaxes you. Faith is the only thing I know can cut through a woods and make a boulevard. Faith is the only thing I know that went into Elk Grove and cut down all of the archer trees and built homes for you. I'm talking about faith. Faith is the only thing I know that when one engine in your car go out, you can buy another one and still keep the body. Faith is strange. Faith can get you a husband, lady, when you don't even want to be bothered with one. Let me elaborate on that. Faith can help you keep your husband that you got. Because if you're blaming him, it might be you. Amen, A.V. Brothers, faith can help you find a wife. I got to find one I like. You might not ever find one you like, but you might find one you need.
Amen.
That's faith. I wish I had time today. Faith. And I've used it and I've worked it. Faith can unstop deaf ears. Faith can conquer hostility enemies. Faith can resist powerful temptation. And faith can win spiritual victory. Faith. In spite of obstacles, faith marches on. In spite of opposition, faith refuses to quit. In spite of difficulties, faith can carry on. In spite of adversity, faith stays with it. And in spite of problems, faith possesses and moves on. Church, faith can see the invisible. Faith can hear the inaudible. And faith can hold the intangible. Faith can obtain the incredible. And faith can move the unmovable. Faith. We kept our faith. They told us next door, you will never get this land. Oh, never. Look at old never. Where is never? Never is under the ground. We got a building over there, and never, the foundation is sitting on never.
That's good, Pastor. That's good.
Never. Never. When you say never, God laughs. You can't tell God never.
That's right.
Amen. I'm trying to move you to success through the faith of God. Now I'm going to have to finish this another time. But let me close by saying this to you. And I want you to listen carefully. Because if you listen, you'll be a blessed person. The newsman said a few weeks ago that in the United States of America and in California in particular, they don't have enough housing for people. I went to the hospital the other day 20-something people is in rooms to the side, and then the emergency because there's no beds. This year, I forgot how many hundreds of thousands of people are going to retire. They're going to need nursing homes, half of them, and they don't have them. You see, church, listen carefully. Don't wait until you have a need. Get yourself in a relationship.
Amen.
With Almighty God.
Amen.
So you said to him, Lord, you know I have to go to a nursing home, but they can't find one. God will open up one for you.
Yeah.
Just explain the case to him. Don't wait till you need something. Talk to God on a daily basis. Build your relationship so you have the right relationship so you don't have to beg him when you need something.
Right.
Amen. My office is down the hall from Percy. When I need something, I don't go in and say, Percy, can you help me? I said, Percy, we need 1, 2, 3. He said, okay, I'll start right away. I'll start in the morning. I have already built a relationship, so we don't have to argue. If my late wife was here, she'll tell you. She said to me, honey, when I die, you say you can't promise me you're going to preach the service. I said, I can't do that. I can't promise you that. She said, well, I'm going to give you what second step. You get this particular person and tell him to prepare himself. And if you can't make it, you just sit down and tell him to step up and don't talk about that. Finish the service. She said, now, if you tell him, he'll do it. So I called him and told him. He said, well, I said, no, out of nothing. I said, because if you don't, the dead lady is going to get you, not me. He said, well, then I'll do it. I didn't even think about it. She the one told me. And I've learned from a teenager on up to this day to listen. You miss many blessings by knowing too much. Listen. I just got a young man now directing a choir in another town. Because he listens. College graduate, seminary graduate, but he listens. And the reason he listens, his faith has opened the door for him. Where is your faith? God doesn't mind you being successful. God doesn't care how rich you get as long as it doesn't control you.
Right.
If he controls you, you would be blessed. Some of you all are here today, and you know you don't know God. You know that. Why would you leave here without knowing Almighty God? Who knows it all, has it all, in control of it all, including you. Why don't you give him a try? Get up out of your seat and come down. We got counselors to share with you how to accept Christ. Or if you've been out of the church, let me give you this business by being out of the church. I let somebody push the flower pot. We've been had 40 years outside in the sun. Now 90% of the flowers are dead because they were not protected under the shed. If you are in house with God, you are protected. If you are not, you don't have no protection. I know you think that, but it's not biblical. Amen. Amen. You said, I'm not ready. You're going to die and you won't be ready. But come while you can, so you can enjoy this life. He's speaking to you now. Let us stand. At the cross, where I roll away. Will you come today? Huh? Will you come today? Will you come today? At the cross? At the cross. Will you come today? Will you come? Roll. It was there. Will you come today? And will you come today? Will you come today? Will you come today? Will you come today? While he's speaking, will you come today? Will you come today? God bless you. We welcome you, God bless you. Will you come today? Will you come? Will you come today? Yes. Will you come today? Will you come today? Oh, where you come today? Saw the light and roll away. It was there. Where you come today? And now, at this time, we would prepare ourselves.